Carbon copy of this report to Dr. Viswanath Viswanet H 719-227-0027 regarding patient last name Kenerson, KENERSON, first name Jerry. New paragraph. Mr. Kenerson is a very pleasant 70-year-old right-handed gentleman who was in his usual good state of health until December 16th. He was driving. He was a passenger in a van for about 1 hour period. When he got out of the van, he noticed that he had a weakness in the right foot. He basically developed a foot drop without obvious pain or loss of the sensation period. He denies swelling pressure along the knee or ankle. There was no any new low back pain or bowel or bladder incontinence. He presented to the urgent care, had an MRI of the brain done that showed no evidence of the strokes in the period. The patient reports no improvements in the muscle strength in the right foot. The period, past medical history, coronary artery disease, status post two heart attacks, surgery, status post colon surgery, and two stent placements, current medication, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, and simvastatin. Dracology is not known. Review of system, otherwise non-contributory. Social history, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. He's engineer, married. On examination, height 6'2", and weight 230, blood pressure 124 over 70, heart rate 70. That period, the patient had a stepping gait. On that period, he had a right foot drop with a preserved strength in the inversion muscle and a plantar flexor muscles. On that period, deep 10 reflexes were symmetric and sensation also was symmetric. There was a restricted movement in the low back. Straight lacrazine test was negative. From my period, I found no problem with coordination. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact. Period. Impression the problem, number one, right perineal neuropathy. Number two, rule out sciatic neuropathy, less likely. Number next, rule out L5 radiculopathy, less likely. Recommendations, number one, EMG nerve conduction velocity test. Testing number two, right AFO brace number three. According to the result of the EMG, I'll decide whether I need to do the blood work after rule out vasculitis causing mononeuropathy in that period. Please not hesitate to contact me if you have any further questions regarding this report. Signature, Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 40 minutes.